guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Coho time.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is a special episode for me, you guys. This is an episode with two people that I have to talk to every week.
So, welcome, guys, to another episode of Horrible Decision.
That's right. Today is an episode with Mandy, who I've worked with for 4 years, known for 15, and ironically, a repeat guest that I do for fact's sake with, who we've already had on. And when Mandy and I were starting our podcast, we talked to Eddie. And I'm just really grateful that my co-hosts get along.
Oh, yeah.
We follow each other and everything.
It could be beef, bro.
No.
Why not?
It's like the X-Men. Everyone's got their powers and we're all in the same thing.
Facts. We all doing our own little challenges.
She's like Storm. She can make shit happen. I'm like Ant-Man, you know, running around.
All right. I want to direct you guys before we always talk about at the end of the episode, but Mandy and I have structured Patreon differently. We have new tiers. Of course, you know, you get bonus episodes. We always talk about them, but now we actually offer 4 monthly. We offer video for all of our Patreon episodes at a new tier.
Except for the town hall.
That's right. Except for the town hall. And honestly, we've been super excited to offer behind the scenes stuff. We've been having our cameraman Wolf follow us in our homes and getting things after and before the episodes. If you want to see some content like that, run over to Patreon. Now, I feel like Eddie's like the least disgusting person I know. I don't even know if you've ever had sex.
Oh, yeah. Lots of it.
Okay.
I think that that's going to be the funniest thing. And I don't think I'm still going to get over it. Like, we don't have many white people on it. I know you're not white. You're actually Latino.
I'm half Latino, half white. But I sound very...
You sound very Bobby-ish.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
I sound like I'm like...
The way you even just said, I get vagina. You know, it's just like, that's going to be the funniest part about this whole episode.
Why?
Because the way he talks is like not many of the guests we have on this show.
I sound like...
We just laughed at a girl saying wiener. He just said, I get some vagina.
I do sound like I'm going to like, I'm interviewing people on the street and then they saw a crime. What did you see, sir? You know what I mean?
Like Geraldo.
No.
Like, okay, Geraldo. No.
Wait,
no.
Do you talk dirty during sex, Eddie?
I have, yeah.
You have
Do you
in
have
your
a
past?
Sex voice?
I do have a sex voice.
You have to give us your sex voice.
No.
Yes. I know she's here. She can cover her ears. We do it all the time. Like we moan. We be like, yeah, give me that dick. You see how easy it was?
No, she can't hear me like that.
No, I want to hear you. Give me your sex voice, Eddie. How do you sound in the bed?
You know what I've done a lot? I used to do it. You got
to
get me warmed up in here, or I can't just jump into it. I'm not like you gals. I need to be lubed and... ready to slide. I'm a face grabber. I like a good face grab.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Pinch the cheek in, kind of like that. A little dominance is nice. I'm a big consent guy. I was gonna touch, but not. I'm a big consent guy, so I'm like, I like a discussion beforehand. If she's like, it's all good. I'm like, you sure? And then I like grabbing the face. I like getting close and really like, I'm not whispering, but like stern whispering.
Stern?
You know what it is? It's like when your parent reprimand you in a store, like, get the fuck over here. You know, like that.
Was that your voice?
A little bit.
Was that a little bit of your voice?
Listen, I'm going to send this to my girlfriend's family. So
hey, check out what I did in here.
Hey, mom and dad, this is what my boyfriend does to me.
Send her this
It's
part.
A character, right? We had food yesterday. That was a lot of fun. We had escargot.
Oh, yes.
Escargot. I love that shit. I had it for the first time in Paris under the Eiffel Tower. And I was like, give me another sip.
Well, is this like, there's no TMI in this podcast, right?
I don't think so.
Sir.
Okay. So I've never had it before. She took me there.
You're good.
French restaurant. I'm like, all right. I never had escargot. I had to escargot to the bathroom. It was, bro, I don't know what
That's
happened.
That's what you had to
this
do?
This is my second time in New York City. Diarrhea 2 days in a row.
Because you're eating with Wheezy? She's really worked up for stomach muscles.
She was like, eat it. It's snails. I'm like, both those words don't sound good. So I ate it. And then when we were walking around, she was like, let's take it to the vintage shop the whole time. There's like,
why did you tell me?
There's like a little riot in here. And then she was just like, let's go in here. I'm going to try this on. I'm like, get the fuck out of the store, lady. I'm gonna fucking destroy
you
these chinos.
You can definitely say when you need to shit around Weezy.
I'm not that kind of guy.
She just said,
yet.
"Oh, I'm on my period. Yeah, oh my god,
I think that's her thing." She's like, "Look, listen. If my holes are ruined, your holes are ruined." So I think it's gonna be one of those things. So any hole. So I went to the bathroom. I don't know if you ever had one of these where you sit, spray, pray, but. I was just like,
in a public bathroom?
No, my hotel room.
Oh, okay.
The point where you're like, should I switch rooms? Like, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, wow.
It Eddie. Was bad. So, like, I just want to say thank you. I feel
like. Giving him a I'm human ready colonic.
I'm ready to be on camera. I feel great.
Oh, good. You look great.
Thank you. I'm drained of all my fluids.
shout out to Lucien and Zach there. It's one of my favorite restaurants. And Eddie literally sits down. And he goes, oh, man, this is New York. I'm back. And he opens the menu. He goes, whoa, $26 for a burger. Okay.
That's a lot. Listen, I have a weak stomach.
You live in L.A.
What does that mean?
How is that a lot? And then.
What do you mean? Oh, no. It doesn't mean I can be cheap.
I mean.
Actually, that's fair.
But L.A. is expensive.
Yeah, it's true.
So you can't say New York is expensive when you live in L.A. Like, I could see if you was coming up from Alabama or
that's
even
true.
Orlando.
That's true.
A regular city. Bro, you coming from L.A.
It's got to be good, though. So
it was
like,
good.
It was good. Yeah. All right.
Well. Now, I've got.
Anyway, the point I was going to say is I have a weak stomach, but I'll eat pussy. So there you go. Anyway, I know you ladies like that sort of talk, but.
Oh, thanks. Don't do it for us.
You ladies like that sort of talk.
I know where I am. So,
my God.
For the would you rathers.
Okay.
We have to bring it back to the classic. Mandy, you're not even looking at it. What's the classic would you rather?
Oh, eat ass or suck toes?
Oh, my God. Eat ass.
Same.
Like what? When eat ass? Like are we talking post?
Not like, hey, I just got back from the gym. Like a clean ass or clean toes.
Yeah. No ass. Always. I'm not a big foot guy.
Me neither.
Not a big foot guy.
You look like you would
Boy.
Be.
Why?
I just feel like foot people.
Like, shoes. I'm like, oh, I want to see what's inside the Jordans. You know.
What do foot people look like?
Yeah. What did they look like?
There's a little something with them.
Yeah. They're always like scheming. Like
I disagree. Because now I'm going from the ass to the toes. Actually.
Really?
ATT or A to T, whatever that shit was.
Ass to mouth.
It's now ass to toes. And I am going from the ass in my mouth to the motherfucking toes, bitch. And I fit like two of them in my mouth at a time.
Man, that sounds like
I got a big old mouth and I spread. I be sucking toes now.
You spread it with your tongue?
Like his, because he's a size 14, his big toe is really big. So I can only fit the big toe in the pinky. Bro, here go the look again,
men's
y'all.
Men's feet? Are we talking men's feet?
Men's feet, yeah. I had some women's feet, too. But
have you seen some of these guys'
nigga,
feet?
Nigga, I used to eat pig's feet. You think I'm going to be scared of motherfuckers?
I'm not going to eat ass randomly. Like,
oh, yeah, I wouldn't eat an ox's tail. But it's not, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I mean.
Like a guy like pulls out his shoe, takes off his shoe. No. He's got a big old toe on it.
As long as it's a manicure toe, like a
nail where you can like, oh, I can draw on this. You know what I mean?
Man got a big old toe.
It's like a notepad.
Man got a big old toe. You got a dance team.
I don't know, man. I've seen some bad feet on dudes. You don't want any part of that.
I mean, so they're not bad, but no. I think, so you would eat ass was crazy in the beginning.
Oh, I've got 2 vaccine shots. Give me some ass.
Oh my
God. I'm Pfizer'd up.
That's right,
Yeah.
What you got, Mandy? No, you didn't get that Johnson, bitch.
I got blood type A. I don't have a vaccine.
Oh, I thought you recently were like, I'm getting vaccine next week.
Yeah, I chilled on it.
Okay.
I'll eventually get it.
There's a couple on Canal Street over here.
They were doing COVID testing right here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think me and my boyfriend are the only people that I personally know that don't have even one shot. My co-host on my other pod, she has both. Our engineer has, like, everyone is getting the shot. For me, I just,
let's not
I'll
turn
wait.
Into anti-vax.
No, I didn't.
I will say
I'm
the shot.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
No. I didn't say you were. I'm not vaccinated yet either. I'm just saying, like, I feel like this vaccination conversation.
No, it's
people
not
get
even
so
a,
passionate
not,
about it.
I mean,
and they getting can, on my nerves.
Everyone gets passionate about everything that we talk about here. I'm just saying. I'll get it eventually. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not saying I'm anti-vaxxing. I actually had COVID.
Anti-vaxxing sounds kind of
Yeah,
fun.
I had COVID.
I thought you said that.
I had COVID. I didn't have any of the symptoms. So to be fair, as someone who got it. And as someone who wasn't like immediately, I would say, you know, has or knew someone that left. I don't know. To me, I have a different experience with COVID because it didn't put me on my ass. Now, my mom also said I ain't getting it. She caught COVID. We thought she was going to die. She's getting vaccinated.
Is she okay?
She's amazing. That's yeah. Great. I just feel like everyone has had such a different experience with mm-hmm. this. I would never shame someone for getting a vaccine.
Oh, I know.
And for anyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated, it's also not my space to, you know, just question why and if they are. Like, I had a talk with Mila, who is an anti-vaxxer. And so I think that there's been a lot of...
I think about her a lot because...
There's a lot of, like, good conversation, really, though, happening.
On our episode about anti-vaxxing. And once the COVID shot came out, I was like, well...
I will say that dating apps are going to be interesting now. People are going to put that little needle emoji in there. Like, I mean, you I got the herbs, but who cares? You know?
No, for sure. I think it's going to be something. God.
I think STDs are going to go through the roof.
But now Vinny has it in his dating profile, actually.
The way that they say it's going to be a big vax summer, like,
oh my
or
God.
The women are already like waxed and waxed.
Oh my God.
I really,
shot girl summer.
I think it's going.
Shots.
I think it's going to be something that does become, because there are still so many people that
it's
are
gonna
affected.
Be the first question you ask before.
Are you vaccinated?
If you're even like on any kind of birth control, or if you're like got an ACD, it's going to be like, are you vaccinated? Cool. Oh, what's that on your lip?
The hood healer is wilding out, dude. Yeah.
When I tell you, do you know?
I cannot.
I'm so mad.
Her.
I meant to bring her up on our last episode.
Let me read this thing.
Are you doing the vaccinated ones or the fucking postpartum tweets?
Let's just start with the one that Vinny just sent. I'm in a group chat.
Me and my friends just talked about these tweets.
Venus and Dennis, and he sends this shit because he already knows he's gonna rile us up, and he says, all caps, hood healer. I'm alarmed by the amount of women in my DMs complaining about abnormal bleeding and miscarriages after coming in contact with someone who's been vaccinated.
Huh.
Bitch, listen. What? You're telling me I walk by a man who's been vaccinated on the street and now it's the reason for my fucking miscarriage?
I want to say too, Weezy and I oftentimes root for everyone at this point. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, especially in the creative space. We want all black people to win. Hood Hiller, however,
is an idiot.
Not only she's an idiot, I feel like she is a voice for a lot of the women in our culture, and it's sad. A lot of women follow her. She has the Zodiac shit that she does, but she speaks down on so many things that I feel like could truly harm
mental
us.
Illnesses with depression.
She
how
talked
gay
about
isn't in she, vitro.
Last week, she was discussing how postpartum is an excuse for lazy mothers.
Hey.
Bro, when I tell you, she said that postpartum isn't real and it's just an excuse that women use when they want to be lazy mothers.
I don't like that.
And I was just like, this is a black and woman speaking.
I love, like,
this. Like,
give me a good old, like, ugh. I've got crystals, bitch, but she's out of her mind. Her tweets are private now.
They should be, because she's being dragged right now.
Damn,
how many
bro.
Balls, Jeff?
98,000.
On Twitter. It's more on Instagram. And she has blogs and websites where she spews all of this information.
Gotta be careful.
I wanted to listen to her on Karen Civil's podcast. Okay. Only because I have never heard her speak in like long form that wasn't like her Instagram. And I was like, I wonder what she would say to other people. But then I was like, I'm not even gonna give this
a click. On there. I mean,
I cannot stand that she's played us out. Like, I followed her for a long time and she taught me so much about like moon cycles and vibrationally.
Where's she based out of? Where's she?
Pluto.
All right, so
my last to have you ever. Would you rather have a sex tape of the last time you have sex leak, or would you rather have the last time you masturbated leak?
Oh man. Well, both are kind of the same for me. Define leak. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Let's just say like...
I don't have the influence to be like, do you see Yeti? Who? You know what I mean? Like,
it's
I don't
just
have
out
that.
In the world.
It's just out in the world.
I'd
have to go sex tape. Got to be sex tape.
It was better than your last match.
Yeah, because at least I'm getting laid.
Facts.
You'd be like, oh, wow. I didn't think he was into that.
I didn't think he really got pussy.
Wow.
Here's proof.
But jerking off is just like, oh, man.
I knew it.
I
think
he
wanted this
view.
Out there. What was that?
So like, I thought the other day, like, how awful I look while masturbating. So I don't masturbate with my computer. I know a lot of people do if they look at porn. But if I'm going to look at porn, I'd use my phone.
You really use the phone, huh?
I love my phone. That's all I use.
No, I do laptop.
Really?
Yeah.
I do phone.
I do
what
laptop.
Do you guys use? Everybody in the room? Raise hands for laptop?
Imagination?
That's
anyone?
A special occasion, in my opinion.
I was about to say, it gotta be a special occasion.
I got imagination. I like that.
I do too, but when I do use porn, it's phone.
Yeah, imagination.
It's always phone in my porn, but y'all know I watch porn on Twitter, so.
Dave, you're not in this again?
You know what? That's a great source for porn is Twitter. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Until I scored a roll, like, wow, man, these people are giving this for free.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Only up to 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Some of them are just like, they just put it in, put it out. I'm like, no, this is why OnlyFans works. I'm like, wow.
It's like a gift.
Oh, it is, for sure.
Yeah.
I would rather go, yeah. You ever get those scam emails? It's like, hey, I have video of you masturbating. Give me 40 Bitcoins or else it's going to leak out to your friends and family and your contacts. I got that email recently.
So they say it comes from
the camera.
You
ever get those emails? Those scam emails?
What websites do y'all be on?
I get the same junk mail. Maybe you don't read your junk. I read my junk sometimes.
You never get those?
No.
And just some guy in Bangladesh.
No, I get the ones in people in Africa that claim they need help coming over, or
like the prince needs your help right now. Please send some the prince of Nigeria or something like that. You ever get those emails too?
Now why are he coming to me?
You never know, bro. I've had
my mom almost got with her social recently. Like,
really?
Yeah, she was just basically like, I don't know how to fill out this form, and I'm like, what form? She's like, I've got to do this for.
Oh, you told me about this
Social Security or something. She said, no, this was another time.
Oh, okay.
But like, no bullshit.
She's like, I have to do something for Social Security. And so basically,
they sent a whole form about how her payments were going to stop, and they required her social security number and her bank account information.
Oh man, they just prey on older people.
I know. They're I don't even know how they got her old.
Oh
ass.
My God.
Wow.
So what I was going to say was, I used my phone, and the other day somebody was FaceTiming me, and when I saw how I looked, because you know how it pops up, I was like, oh!
Huh.
I got a weird face.
I'm all about the shower lately. I never used to be growing up, but it's like a think tank in there. It's just like the little steam, the water. You can be with whoever you want. You know what I mean?
You do it in the shower?
All the time. It's a drain that's efficient. That's what you do when you're in your late 30s. Like, how am I going to get this out of my body as clean as possible? You know what I mean? Less mess. Well, how's this going to be like sneaky, but also get it out?
I didn't think about that.
Shower's
like,
the best.
Clean it up every time.
Oh, it just goes down the drain, just wave at it.
Do you tell your girlfriend when you're about, like, does she know that you're masturbating? Like,
yeah. I put like a thing on the bathroom door, like a little red. No,
you
I don't
want to come
anything.
In. Does she ever
put
feel,
a sign, do not enter, having fun?
Would you be insulted if you were home and she was doing it?
Well, like I caught her having masturbating, I'd be like, phew, good. You know, and I close the door. Woo!
All right.
Y'all, he really don't get vagina, bro.
I'd be like, great.
All right. This vanilla shit I found because it was like being passed around on Instagram like a meme. And it was a guy that was making his own sex dolls in prison. Do you guys
I saw that one.
Mm-hmm.
One of them looked really like...
One of them looked like Mandy.
No, which one?
Let me show you. I'm not even kidding.
Bruh, you know what I mean? At this point, if it ain't judging, it's shading. Now, all right.
No, I'm not being mean. It was like blonde. It was thick.
Mm-hmm.
Look. It was like.
No, ma'am. Bruh, shady.
It's giving Mandy.
It's giving cankles and bitch, I wish you would.
No.
Bitch,
the waist is
ankles.
Super small.
Look at my ankles, bitch. That is cankles. Talking about it looks like Mandy.
Bro, the waist is super small. The tits are fucking popping and it's like blonde. I was like, look at
what
her.
What's the stuff with? What did he stuff it with?
Fucking Cheetos. Fucking crunch ramen. What else he getting in prison making
sex
dolls?
Ass this big? I should put it full of Cheetos.
Basically, they are saying that if people have more sex dolls in prison, that they may not.
Oh, that's a good thing.
You know, get so violent. So here it is: a UK prisoner has called for inmates to be given a sex doll molded of their other half, or you know, just whoever, in a bid to offset the effects of pent up testosterone in the penal system. So there's 17 years, and a man named Jack Suarez, 17 years he's serving for drug dealing, and he feels like his long stretch would be easier served with a familiar companion. He's laid out his theory in prison publication, explaining that he was inspired by a documentary about men living with sex dolls. Hmm. He said, I noticed all these men look very happy and stress-free, and as the UK doesn't allow conjugal visits, sex dolls could be used instead. These companies who manufacture doll women, if this idea was taken up, everybody could purchase one, send a photo of their loved one, and they basically pay for it at their own expense if they can afford it. He says, the trouble is our young prisons are filled with men with testosterone outrages who would give their right arm for passion. There's rape going on, violence, and he believes it would alleviate that problem.
I will say this about the sex doll in prison. As long as the private sector is involved and the families kind of get the money for the... I don't want government sex dolls. because I don't know they're taking care of them properly. I don't want to be like, and here's your sex doll, kid. Just throw it in there.
Oh, and
just
it's like, oh, this one's one.
You. It's like, you get what you get. You know what I mean? Right. I don't want that shit. It's got to be like,
imagine how
fresh
racist
out of the
be
box.
Like, no. I want it in Asian. I can see somebody saying that shit. Yeah.
This one's a dude. You get what you get. You know?
A hole is a hole. On to our hors d'oeuvre. And our hors d'oeuvre is our segment where we give a sex tip. And generally, we've been tossing it to the guest when we have one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what we got for you.
No, I don't have. What do you mean? You want me to have a sex tip?
Yeah, I told you.
Oh. I don't really have any sex tip. I will say for men in general.
We know.
I will say for men, I think. I've been with women, sorry. Ladies. I swear.
Sorry.
I guess for guys in general, I will say that from the friends I've talked about, I think men underestimate how much I believe. I don't know about these guys here. They're all staring at me like, what the hell are you going to say about us? But about how under groomed men are, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like men are so under groomed. And I think women appreciate that. Because think about it. A men's crotch is like a hotel room. Would you walk in and be like, is someone sleeping here already? You know what I mean? You want it to be clean, neat, nice. I want to have fun in here. You don't want to be like, oh, fuck, this is like a work in progress. The longer you spend down there, the longer she'll spend down there.
What? I can continue.
That wasn't
I agree.
Bad.
I 100% agree.
There that you go. Right,
I'm not going to lie. And one of the things you can do, y'all know, I just got a Manscaped kit.
Me too.
With the lights?
With the lights?
With the fucking light.
Right, right now.
Yeah, no. So with the fucking light.
Genius.
And I was like, go ahead. Please send it
perfect.
To me. Because this is, we've talked actually about this on the show. So I told my man, I said, ooh, now you in the life to get free gifts. Because I get free gifts all the time. So anyways, we got the Manscaped kit. And I was like, babe, can I use it on you? And he was open to it. So we got the shaver. We went into the bedroom. I laid down a towel.
Like a spa.
Yeah. Listen, laid down a towel. For you. And with the light, you know, it was like.
Just take a sack and just really get in there.
I shaved his ball sack.
Perfect.
And it's so weird because it was down there. And I, of course, saw the hair falling. And I was like, babe, do you feel it? I didn't hurt you.
It's great.
And it was just.
In the shower, too. It's waterproof, too.
It didn't hurt him at all. And I was like, oh, this is cool.
Because I've done it when I've nicked myself.
And that's
And that's like, sorry about pointing you because of the period thing. I was like, you get it right now.
I didn't wonder why you pointed me, but I was like, okay.
But that's brutal.
I also want to say, ladies, I thought I was a barber, right? So after I went and got him a hot towel.
Wow.
Because that's
full
what
service.
Yeah. But then he was like, babe, I don't want that. I guess he would have preferred a cold one.
My landscape kit had ball toner.
Really?
That I thought was so cool.
Yeah.
Now, wait, you tone your balls?
No, I don't. I'm going to be 40 soon. My balls are like sagging like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
Like I got to lower the water in my toilet. You know what I mean? Anyhole. But I will say this about it. I saw the Manscaped on Shark Tank. When they're pitching it,
shut up.
And Charles Barkley said no. And he goes, well, I've never shaved down there and I never will. I'm like, Charles has got a fucking.
Charles, what are you doing? You're an athlete,
what's
sir.
What's wrong with you, man? That's how rich you are. We'd be like, some girls would go down there like, holy fuck, this is like a hard.
No,
like
I love my man.
You gotta suck rich.
I love my man being.
You got like a jungle down here. It's like, whatever.
I love him being groomed, so.
I got that. And my girlfriend was like, oh, did you get yourself a gift? I go, I got you a gift.
No, you know what I mean? Facts. I love that.
I also use it. In the crack too. I go right in the middle.
So I shaved that too.
I go right in the middle because I've got a bad one. It looks like I'm holding a tail, but like it's like I just go right in there, clean, and what? My poops have never been greater. So guys, get in, get over, get out.
All right.
Wait, can you do that one more time and show them how to do it?
So you go down, you go under, look around.
There it is.
And then the light. I love the light.
Okay, calm down.
The light's great.
The light is it.
That's great.
So. Today's episode is all about religion. And oddly enough, we don't have Brianda here.
Hmm.
Shout out to Bible Stories with Brianda. But I felt like this would be a really fun episode to dig into together because none of us are that religious. And I don't think that you...
At all, bitch.
I don't think you can when you're talking about stuff. But I watched the movie or the series Unorthodox on Netflix.
Well, so did I.
Did you watch it, Mandy?
No, but I just watched Exterminate the Brutes. Same shit.
What's... Oh, that was that... Was that on
about
HBO?
The history.
Oh, yeah, that was wild.
Well, Unorthodox, they kind of showed a little bit about, like, the sex.
The sex was disturbing in that.
Yes. And I've had a lot of questions about Hasidic Jews and sex. And I heard a rumor when I was a kid, and some of you know my father is Israeli and I grew up Jewish, that they have sex through a hole.
The sheet.
Yes. And it is actually a widespread myth. The Talmud is like kind of like a Torah type of thing, but they mandate that sex must be done completely naked. So the myth may originate from the Talit Katan. It's a shawl with four knotted strings and it hangs from each corner. And ultra-Orthodox Jews wear it under their shirts for the entire day. The strings hang out the side of their pants. Sometimes you guys may have seen that. Yeah. And to make the garment simple, they cut a hole in the sheet to put their heads through it and then they wear it. Mm. So when you ever see them with like the strings that are coming down, they put their head over it, they wear it like that. And so they do this because cleanliness is a big thing in Judaism. So they wash it all the time and they want to like make sure they're clearing themselves from other clothing touching them. And non-Jews in the villages would see the sheets hang from the clothesline.
Ah. That makes sense.
With the hole in the middle. And so they thought people were fucking in them.
Wow, this episode's going to upset a lot of landlords.
Why?
Because a lot of women probably
golden black. Yeah, but let me tell you.
Here you go. Now with the accent, you can't do an accent.
But I can do it. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay? Kicked out my building for this.
Because, right. Honey, they're located in Bay Ridge, and you know there was a guy. He showed me my house, and I knew he was Jewish just from the name, Elliot Schuppenstein. And I was like, oh, I'm about to not be on my black girl shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am Gila today. Okay? So I get there and I'm like, so if any
of you... saw the name, it must have like lit up. He must have been like, hey.
Oh yeah, he did. He was like, you're Jewish. Okay. I was like, and my father is from Israel, but he's from a town called Beersheba. And it sounds really Jewy. So whenever I say it, they're like, oh, like I confirmed it.
Oh, I'll give you the discount.
Oh yeah, my God. Yeah. So when I walk in and they tell me how I already knew I was going to take it. And it's funny because everybody I sent that link to was like, this looks like shit, but I really did it up.
Huh.
But anyway, the thing on the door, if you guys ever seen it, that's slanted, it's called...
Oh, the little thing on the door.
It's called the mezuzah.
My old apartment had where it used to be. And I was like, what is this? I didn't know what it was.
You got to leave it on. It's like the Jew luck.
Oh,
but anyway, basically when he was... Because I felt like he would go up on the price with me because he knew I owned a business.
Hmm.
So I was like, you know, do you have someone who could put the mezuzah on for me? And he's like, yes, yes, I get you, my guy. Like, he was really trying to, like, connect. And he's like, I know you're a nice girl. I'm going to work out a good
deal. So the sheet is a myth.
Yep.
Oh.
Now, the traditional age for, like, marriage for boys is 21 to 25, and girls anywhere from 18 to 20. But basically, like, with them and love, you know, they are very sacred about sex. They do not permit losing your virginity before marriage. And there are a few rules with menstruation that I thought were really interesting. So the Torah says, and now they did show this, I feel like, in Unorthodox, or maybe I just Googled it. But the Torah says to count 7 days of your period. Rabbis say to count 5 days, followed by 7 days of no bleeding to make it 12. An average woman ovulates on, you guessed it, day 12. So the mikvah visits on day 12 to concede. Is that what it says? Concede with optimal days to get pregnant. And they basically have a conversation with the woman about it. And most observant women refrain from sex until those 12 days. A lot of them don't even have physical contact, not even sleeping in the same bed, which is what you saw in that thing, with their husband until they're ovulating.
It was like to build up anticipation. Like, ooh, I can't wait to get into the bed.
Now, a mikvah is like a ritual bath. And so basically it's like essentially a jacuzzi, but they recite a blessing and they're, I guess, getting their pussies ready for babies in there, man.
Oh, man.
Isn't that shit crazy?
Rabbis can have sex though, right?
I didn't Google it yet.
No. Priests can't have sex. That one's wild to me.
Yo!
That's kind of wild to me.
That's why they're out here doing all that crazy shit. All right.
I wonder if confessions are weird for them. It's like, what did you do this? Just tell me your consents. Like, oh, I had this orgy. He's like, what's that like?
Hell. So another religion with weird sex stuff that we kind of don't know about, what we kind of do, because shout out to TLC and all the sister wives shit, is Mormonism.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I learned about that from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
What were they talking about in there?
Oh, God. Like, they don't believe in divorce. You're not supposed to drink liquor. I mean, clearly you can't have any outside, like the women, like, once you're with that guy, you're with that guy. A lot of the women actually base their entire value upon getting married.
Right.
And doing
the whole purpose of life.
That's the purpose of life. And so they actually get exiled from the church for doing any of the things that
just having Mormon, fun. Like, oh, I'm going to start my own business. Like, or, no, you're supposed to spit out babies.
Well, divorcing get you completely exiled out of the church, which was really.
They do polygamy really, too, right? They do polygamy too, right?
They believe that they can have multiple wives, right?
It's wild.
But it's only recognized under the Mormon church. No, I don't think so.
LDS is like it used to be. We're going to get into it.
They have like sister wives, like nine guys, like they're all hanging out.
But they're only married through the church. They're not recognized in like this country.
Well, cause the state of Utah, I think it's illegal in the state of Utah, but they still kind of do it.
But they still kind of do
it. Like I'm a landlord, I swear.
So they renounced that practice a while ago. But I'm going to get into more of the sexuality thing because it was fucking crazy. So a few weeks ago, Mandy and I did an episode where I brought up this term called soaking, where basically it's a rumor and apparently it's real. Mormons will put they'll put their dick inside of a vagina, let it soak.
Oh, no, yeah, I've heard of this before. They just let it, they just hang out. Like, I'm not fucking, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, that is.
I ask my man to do that all the time.
Yeah, but
I
just, fun. Not
but
fun.
No, end up fun. I just, can you just lay in me?
Huh?
Like, I don't know if it does anything for him, but
God bless
me. I mean, bless me, yes.
Why? But I'm being just to hang out?
I don't know. Like, there's but I'll ask him in the morning, can you just lay in me? I ask him to lay in me sometimes between rounds, but I'll ask if we're just, can you just lay in me?
Oh, you see, like, you're just like one person.
Just lay in me. I just want to feel your dick not moving, but just laying inside of me.
If she could cut it off and take it with her to work,
Think I would. I would have it in me right now if I could.
That's kind of like, it's like really intimate.
Like, it's so, like really so intimate. I sent him lunch money one day. Like, like I don't know who I am.
So he's just like laying on top of you, or you like side by side? No. Or you on top and you're just like hanging
either
out?
Either way, sometimes I'll want him behind my ass and I'll just be like,
you're just checking just your emails.
We're just checking
your emails. He's like,
literally,
hey.
I'm on Twitter scrolling and he's just laying in me. Because I just want to cuddle,
Let me tell you what the hood healer said. Postpartum isn't real. No, but just lay it.
just lay
You're like
in
Megatron.
Me.
You're like, come together, just, become yes, one super and we person.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we not called Bumblebee, but I'm gonna come up with another name.
And he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Okay, cool. Wipe up. Get back in here.
You know what?
Buttercup. Get back in here.
We got Bumblebee and Buttercup.
So, Mormonism and sexuality. This shit is kind of fun and crazy. Okay. Damn, I'm kind of mad. We should do this for facts. Like,
no, this is great.
Right, but it was sexuality, so I really wanted to do it on horrible because I feel like I don't know. We've discussed like different rituals on this show on Horrible Decisions about different countries and rituals during sex and things like that. But particularly with certain religions, I feel like we've all heard rumors and things like that. And Mormonism, I've seen so much on TV lately, so we had to do it. Now, here's how they feel about masturbation.
Mormons.
Yes.
Okay.
Church leaders have taught members that they should not masturbate as part of obedience to the law of chastity because they teach LDS Church. Teaches the law of chastity because it's a code of morality and modesty. And under that, they're supposed to be morally clean in their thoughts, words, and actions.
Oh my God.
No pornography. And violations of the code include adultery, being without natural affection, lustfulness, incontinence, infidelity, filthy communications, and purity.
Filthy communications?
I mean,
that's a good podcast.
That's a good podcast.
filthy communications.
If we ever start, I like that.
That's, yeah.
That's kind of hot.
Filthy.
What are you trying to do tonight? Filthy communications.
Filthy communications.
I like that.
Is that through Spectrum or?
They are also including all sexual relations, including petting, sex perversion, and preoccupation with sex in one
thought. They don't want you to have any hint of it. You can't be like, hey, dude, you know, your top looks great. Like, you know what's in the top's tits. You want to fuck me? Like, no, I swear.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Now, the members are expected to keep this up. And so basically with masturbation, they have a guide proving that you can stop masturbating. In the 1970s, it came out.
Pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In 1990, they had another youth pamphlet which states the Lord specifically forbids masturbation. And then another two editions that has statements forbidding anything that arouses sexual feelings of your own body.
Was it like pictures in this pamphlet? Like just some kid jerking off and God's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
That's exactly what the pamphlet looks like.
I gotta look like. Now, as far as kissing, church leaders have stated that outside of marriage, passionate kisses defined as more intense and lasting longer than a brief kiss and prolonged kisses are not allowed either. They are off limits.
Wow.
Now, their church president, Spencer Kimball, called the soul kiss an abomination and it leads to illegitimate babies. I'm sorry.
So wild. It's all about control.
All these religions is about that.
Control. Even I want to control your thoughts, even the dirtiest ones.
That's it. That's crazy.
Filthy communication. Now, even when you're dating, it says a time for a kiss should be clean, decent, sexless. One like the kiss between a mother and the son. And he stated that kissing during casual dating is asking for trouble, and kisses should be not handed out like pretzels. Physical expressions of romantic feelings between unmarried people should be kept to those that are comfortable in the presence of your parents.
What do they feel like when they see PDA? They must be like, what the fuck's going on?
I don't know. I was just thinking that.
Like two couples are young. He's like knuckles deep inside of her. They must be like, oh, I'm going to have a fucking aneurysm. You know?
They might come. No, but you know what I was thinking about? We had James on, one of my friends, some years ago. And James talked about how his mom made him cut out boobs in newspaper.
What?
And how he had kissed his wife. I think he kissed her before the altar, but like they were supposed to kiss on their wedding day.
There was like an old baseball player that was Mormon, and he wouldn't keep his shirt on when broadcasters came in, like a female interviewer. She's like, so how was the game today? He would make sure he had his shirt. He would not let them see him without a shirt.
Oh, without a shirt on.
Yeah, he would just be, he was that religious. He was like, nope, you can't have me like see my flesh. That's, only men can. It was wild. That's so crazy. It seems like you're like in a prison in your mind. Because you're punishing yourself for any sexual thought.
Yeah, and you're like, human beings that probably can't control a lot of the urges to even just look. We like what we like. Like, we can't help our eyes on those things. And so for you to look at a woman and just automatically feel like you're sinning has to be like you literally are in prison.
It must be. I wonder if the fetishes are big in that community, because it's like that loophole. They look like a Mormon guy's like, look at her feet. No, I just think they're nice. I wonder if that's a really good
connection. Oh, I didn't think that.
Nice knees. You know what I mean?
They fetishize
step on me.
Just like, put your knees together. Let me
They probably really have become aroused to other parts of the body.
You have to.
That's like a loophole. Like, God, it's only her knees. You can't fuck knees.
Now, this one is hilarious. In the early 1980s, the church explicitly banned oral sex. Even if you're married, it's unnatural.
When was this?
Impure.
Did they give a year?
No, it just says early 1980s, which reflected verbiage for sexual misconduct in the church's general handbook.
What?
In 82.
What church is this?
Latter-day Saints, Mormon church.
Wow.
1980? They just figured it out?
They had a follow-up letter in 82 that stated that they received complaints of church leaders inappropriate delving into sensitive matters with explicit questions, where basically they would ask people about their marital relations. And the oral sex ban was never removed or modified, but basically it hasn't been brought up as much over the years. They call it oral lovemaking as a degrading perversion.
Wow. So they banned they banned blowing in 1980. Wow. That must be like, They must be like, feel like, hey, you can go down on me. Like, it's, and then 1980 rolls around, they have that law. I'm like, fuck. It's like they took away booze or something, like prohibition.
I'm going to start asking for oral lovemaking. I love that.
Oh, that's kind of
nice. That is forbidden communication. We are sick.
Can I make love with you orally? Like oral lovemaking.
Oral lovemaking's nice.
Is fucking
it sounds
nice.
Like it's
that's
slower.
A nice ass little
feels
name.
Like it's slower.
It sounds way better than head. It's like, I don't even know where head came from. Oh,
when you're bobbing your head?
A man definitely came up with that.
Oh, for sure.
What?
Head.
Give me some. It's like the most basic because thing.
It's the like now that I here. Think about it, I'm like, how? Where did head come from? We
I
have
was
one here.
Ludacris.
Duh.
No, he didn't come up with head.
I'm joking.
I was about to say Ludacris did not come up with head.
Okay. This one I find hilarious.
Blowing
we don't
sounds
even
like
need to
worst.
Talk about abortion.
Blowing?
And what they think.
Blow me?
No.
That sounds like the
blow
worst.
Blow me sounds awful.
That's like
blow
terrible.
Me sounds like
you're
like
not
man.
Blowing.
Why don't you blow me, lady? Yeah, that sounds like terrible.
But you're also not doing the act of blowing. So like,
yeah, that's right.
That's not, you're not doing that with a dick.
Maybe because your mouth looks like it.
Maybe the guy came up with blowing had the smallest dick. He's like, hey, it's like you're blowing me. Like, kind of.
Oh, now that you think about it. Yeah, I was about to say, no one blows this. They blow like.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he was a little. Oh, the nigga who said blow me.
Small dick guy.
He really wanted to come up with something else for whistle.
Yeah.
Because.
While you twerk.
Sorry. Wasn't that an old song?
Oh, wait, is that what that meant? Give head while you twerk?
Whistle.
Or really whistle?
Remember that old song in the 90s? Don't want no small dick man? Remember that movie?
Don't want no small dick man.
Remember that song? Do you remember that song?
I do not.
What is that? Mandy, you don't know that song? Hold on.
That song's
Don't want no short dick man.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Don't want no.
Country music?
For you.
No, it should be.
This sounds like a country music song. Short. Like they would two step.
Okay, CJG. Here's the club mix.
Talk over it. This is like it's copyrighted. Hey.
Don't want no short.
Hey.
Where's her voice? Hey.
Yeah, this don't is not another track, so I don't know. Copy. Hey, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Don't want no short dick man.
Hey. Hey.
All right, fine. But anyway, don't.
That was like a club banger back in the day. Like yeah,
and
early
honestly,
90s.
I would love to go outside and sing this song all summer. I don't want no short before. Dick, man. Yeah. All right, sexual orientation. Now, get ready to get your minds blown. No pun.
Okay.
The church recognizes and welcoms gays and lesbians and as members.
Nice.
Recently, right? Wasn't it just recently?
They didn't put the date, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Under the condition that they attempt to live in the church's moral code, they teach that homosexual feelings, as distinct from behavior, may sometimes seem to be something you're born with. And although they may be unwanted, they can and should be controlled. So you can bring your gay ass in here, just don't suck a dick.
I think that's all money. The church is like
allowing them.
The church is like, we're running low on money. Let in the gays. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, it's all about money. I think it's donations and families that have a gay son.
Gays be having money.
And like, not just like a family, a rich family that has a gay son that's like, I don't want to donate to this thing. They don't like my kid.
They don't like my kid.
I think it's about money, man.
That sounds like
so they don't believe in gay marriage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But so. you can come in without ramification.
You as long as you're right, that's the money grab.
I love that. You can put a dick in your mouth, but not a ring on that finger, all right? Like, you know what I mean? Just don't.
Yeah. No. Mormonism and polygamy, okay? Plural marriage. There's so many fucking shows out right now. Ooh! Okay. I was telling Mandy this shit earlier. Dude, it's so fire. Seeking Sister Wife is my new shit. We have Seeking to do Sister a Wife. Cinema on this, Mandy. Please watch. I'm telling you. It is probably...
Is it a movie or a documentary?
Fuck 90 Day Fiancé. It's a series.
Okay.
It's a show where basically there's already a marriage and someone is looking for a second or a third or whatever. One of the recent ones...
It's like the Reverse Bachelor. He's already got all the chicks, but he wants a new one in. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kind of. They got two black couples like, on there. One of them are rich as fuck. One is like a security guard. He's a hot mess. But anyway, the couple that really is blowing my mind is a white couple. They've been together 13 years.
Uh-huh.
And... they decided that they want to open their, make their family larger. So he meets this Brazilian girl who's pretty as fuck.
Uh-huh.
They go meet her. Second day he proposes to her. Now the wife says, well, we said unless there's a commitment made, he can't have sex. And so suddenly you just put a ring on that motherfucking fat ass.
Huh.
I didn't say fat ass singer, but like her ass is fat.
How many wives does this guy have already?
One.
Just one. Oh, he wants
so here's T. She lives in Brazil, which means it's very hard for her to come over. She can only come over if they get married. And in order to marry her, he has to divorce his wife of 13 years.
Damn.
Oh. And TLC's petty
to make it legal. To make it legal.
Wait, what? Filmed the divorce
in
court.
She can't come here unless they're married?
K-1 visa, 90 day fiancé.
Like stay legally. So he's like, oh, I got to make room. So I got to divorce my wife.
Man,
and get
you
better
fly that hoe up every 3 months.
The wife is like this. You know, and we're just, let me sit how they were sitting. Cause you know how they be trying to do the interviews, like make us look like they're in love. And you know, he was intimate with her. He was. And I felt some feelings of jealousy, you know, but she's my sister too. And I had to get over that because that's what God wanted.
Does it seem
like
they
you're a really good brainwashed white lady.
Thanks. Do you think that like, even the way that's made, like if she was like that, do you feel like any of them are like, the beginning of some sort of cults or anything like that.
That's funny because they start
like, that's very culty for it to be like that.
For
like.
His wife to be that brainwashed, it's for us. It's for the, I'm getting divorced so we can make room for her.
I agree. I feel like it's brainwashing. Now the black family, okay, they already be on a hotel shit low key. They live in Atlanta, lit house. Now they have one in LA. She wears this like little thing in the middle, like the third eye. And she
like
was
Uzi
like,
Vert, like that little, thing?
Yeah. But oh like, God. More like probably like the hood healer. So they start off and they were like, we are not doing this for religion. We are doing this for spirituality. They are plant-based, alkaline heavy. Okay. All the kids got dreads and so do they.
Wow.
And it's like, they are some real woke shit. Dude, it's so funny.
And are they good looking couples?
Yeah.
Not all of them.
I would say, yeah, some of them. But anyway. The best part about you finding out they need to get divorced, they finally do a FaceTime with their sister who doesn't speak English. So now they're holding a phone to talk to their sister wife. And she's like, okay, I miss you. Then they have to hold their phone, say something to her, hold it to the FaceTime so she can understand what they're saying.
Wow.
Bruh, that's how much pussy rules this world. He's going to divorce his wife of 13 years, FaceTime. He's like, hold on, love. She's like, okay, because he got a fucking translated on the other end. Yeah. She,
you know how hard it is to brainwash someone who doesn't speak your language? That's hard.
No, I know it's not for a visa.
That's true. I was about to say.
She's like, I ain't got to talk to him.
That's why I'm wondering why the wife is brainwashed. Maybe she needed a house too.
No, you got to see this, man. It's fucking.
That's culty. Like, weird.
That's really culty.
Would you be a sister wife?
Bitch.
I'm asking.
No, I would be in a throuple.
What's the difference besides a marriage?
What is the difference?
So polygamy in itself is really when the man has the relationship with the women. And there's not, it's not.
Oh, everyone's no one's ever intertwined. It's the guy's the center and everyone's going to him.
They're separate beds. They're separate moments. You're not really sharing each other. To me,
I see.
I could only be attracted in that instance is if I had a connection with that woman and romantically, then I wouldn't feel.
A throuple, everyone's having a good time. There's polygamy. One guy leads everything. And then everyone gets a turn with this guy.
There's polygamy and polygyny, which we'll get into. But I did want to make mention that if any of you guys watch the third season, and you can jump into it if you want to skip around, but this nigga gets on and basically he's like, you know, I am the king of the house and I do have my queens. But right now, Kelly ain't acting like the queen that she's supposed to be. And I was like,
bruh,
she had an attitude. And then him and his wife went in the closet. They were like, why is she acting like that?
These guys got to be rich, right?
He fucking works as a teacher and does coaching and training on the side.
He's got to have money. How do you even pay for all these women? How do you pay for everything?
Right.
Everyone's hungry. Maybe they all dress the same though, don't they?
They share clothes. They have to be the same size.
If you share a guy, you can share a dress.
The black guy's gotta be the same couple lit. And he's kind of good looking. They brought a girl from South Africa. They flew her in and they're like, we got a girlfriend. We're dating her now. But listen, last season, the wife was basically like, they fell in love with someone. They ended up marrying her. And she was like, okay, now that you guys are ready to have sex, you have to go on a diet of alkaline for 21 days so that your pH can match my pH and then you can get some dick. So she was like, I've never done anything like this just to have sex, but here we go.
Dude. I don't think, maybe you don't have to be rich, and here's why. Because you already brainwashed them. Because they're like, hey, I don't want to share a dress. You're sharing me. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
So they're all super brainwashed. So you don't need to be rich. You just need to have mind control of these women, which is insane.
Yeah, like, I'm going to keep you safe. She's going to take some of the duties away from you. And
at the heart of it, what it is just, I feel sorry for these women because they have probably, they want a sense of belonging. I'm part of a family. They probably lost or wayward. They're just like, I'm part of this house. I feel like I'm part of something. And then this guy takes advantage of it and like, yeah, you're also part of here.
I don't know how it originated. I don't want to say much about how it originated because I've learned some things from watching just Sister Wives or whatever on different shows and shit. But people that do this, I believe back in the day, they've talked about instances where like, if you were rich enough, you had multiple wives. So you could take care of these women, you know, have a plural marriage. But as far as it comes to the Mormons and the LDS church, they actually denounced it in 1890. But there's various denominations of it where there are certain churches you can go into and practice it, but not all of them. Right. So like even in the docuseries, I guess you're watching, like, they'll talk about how they can't go to certain church or they have to, one couple has to worship at home because they can't go in their church. Right. Even though they're doing it to honor God, it's so fucked up.
Yo, there's a lot of Mormons in Mexico. Here's why. Because a lot of American Mormons, that are American because they all would like, it's illegal here. They went to Mexico and there's like a border town where there's a whole gated community full of polygamists. And Mitt Romney, who ran against Barack Obama in the 2012 election, his father, he was Mormon. His father was born in Mexico in one of these communes.
Wow.
So they're all like, yeah, you know, he's, I think he might be Muslim. Bro, you got like a Muslim polygamist fucking grandkid here. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Damn.
Yeah.
They were so obsessed with Obama being Muslim.
I was like, what are you talking
about? They were.
So other weird religious stuff things with sex. Public masturbation ceremonies.
Ceremonies?
Ancient Egypt. They believe the ebb and flow of the Nile was caused by the god of their creation's ejaculation, and thus...
Wait. Everyone jerks off in the river? What are you talking about?
Because it goes... Doesn't it stream the opposite way?
I don't know, bitch.
The Nile does something.
The Nile does something.
It does something, because I learned about it when we was doing like the pyramids.
What did you learn?
When we was doing the pyramids and stuff in school, it was learning the hieroglyphics. And I don't know why we were learning this stuff. We learned about mummies. Like, there's a part in grade school where you actually learn about Egypt.
What's special?
And the Nile River, maybe it's the longest in the world.
There's something about
it. It's the widest in the world. It flowed different. the Nile is special somehow. What'd it do?
Why is it unique? Longest river in the world.
Boom! There, see, I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it did something special.
So what? So explain the jerking off.
So thing. They would ritually masturbate into the Nile to ensure wealth of water for crops.
See, you jerk off in the water, guys.
And during the Egyptian festival,
you shave your balls in the shower.
It's got a light.
During the ritual festival of the god Min in Egypt, who represented the pharaoh's sexual power, men would regularly masturbate in public into the river because God created it with his ejaculation, they thought. And so they wanted to keep
feeding. Wow. So guys are just on the edge of the river, just jerking off. And if you miss, you're like, give me about half an hour and I'll come back.
Isn't that fucking nasty?
That's weird.
That's nasty.
Imagine what's in our waters.
Oh, probably the same thing.
You finished your bottle?
I finished
it. A lot of jizz, you know.
But I do like, I like swallowing jizz anyways.
Now, this one's pretty weird. Near Ireland, in Innisbeg, people make love with their underwear on, basically.
Like dry humping?
They're so sexually repressed. They don't want anyone to have sex that even during sexual intercourse, they want you to just like, be like, you have to pull it to the side. You have to put it right back on.
What? In Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
What, like back
off the coast called Innisbeg.
You can tell a lot about people's sexual preference by their food. A lot of potatoes, no spices. You guys fucked bad, probably.
You think? So like the UK, you ever fucked an English dude, Mandy?
No.
No.
Oh.
But you fucked a Caribbean guy though, right? That's a lot of fun, I'm sure. A lot of spices.
they do be getting bad.
They do what?
Like, I fucked some Jamaican guys, some Trini guys. Like, they're fun.
Oh, yeah, but they're black. That's why.
Hmm.
I think of English, I think of white.
There's black English people. They won all the Oscars.
I ain't had none. Yeah, they sure did.
Bro, like, sure did.
Martin Luther King. It's a British guy.
I've never fucked a guy with an English accent even.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Oh,
too.
You got to get in there and get you a skip.
Yeah.
And I mean, now they're doing their own little smoke.
Drill music. Yeah.
That girl, I like
that. Shit is fire.
I really haven't.
They're popping, bitch.
I really haven't.
You gotta go get you
an
one.
English guy.
Does that count as like
in New York? It's hard because there's so many European people floating around.
Yeah, but they're
French. I anything?
Like, no.
Wow.
I mean, I had an African that spoke French.
Okay, close. Okay. We're getting somewhere.
That's cool. I had escargot.
Oh, well, technically they were colonized by the
right,
French.
Right.
So yeah, I've had
any foreign accent aside from like Caribbean?
A foreign accent. I mean, I had a nigga from New Orleans one time. And that was crazy. But no, foreign. I did have a guy. He was German, but German and black.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if
we'll give it to you.
His accent was like
hella
German. It was like really German.
He definitely had a German.
That's hot.
Accent.
Like Mandy, come to bed. Let me rest inside you.
I don't know.
You Mandy, just like can I rest inside you?
That was Ireland.
Mandy, I got. Can I use your manscape?
Or no, maybe it's Dutch.
That is Scottish or
what? That's what I'm doing right now.
That's German. No, it is German. It's very old school German.
Yeah, that's like some fucking. No, I don't know what type of German that is.
Not the one that I had. Laying me.
Yeah, not the one that was in me. It didn't sound like
you didn't
that.
Sound like that.
It didn't sound like that.
Let me tell you about Germany after 1940.
And then of course, like the Nigerian accent.
Okay.
And I'm not going to do that because I'm going to be respectful.
I can't. I definitely can't do that.
Okay. So now we are going to go to the Nepalese track.
That's really good.
Right. Nepalese. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Thank you.
I can laugh at it. I can't do it.
Yeah. Wait, no, you can't do shit. You're just supposed to
I can
sit
be like,
there.
Oh, okay. That's maybe accurate. I'm not sure.
Okay. Nepalese tribes, we got two more. Their brothers share one woman.
Where is this again?
Nepal.
Nepal.
Basically, because all of the brothers will share with one woman, so they don't have too many children outside of like their farmland. Like they want to basically
keep it local.
Yeah.
Wow. Shop local. Wow. I like that.
I do too.
Keep it in the, you know.
Keep it in the fams. And the last one that I thought was kind of wild.
This is wild, man.
It was very sinful to not have sex. In Greek history, and there are accounts of a form of worship for the goddess Aphrodite that basically condemned a woman if they weren't offering themselves up to people. And the ritual would proceed as follows. The woman would arrive at a temple, wait for the first man to cast a coin in her lap. I believe we talked about this on Patreon once. The amount was irrelevant, but they'd have to speak sacred words when that was done. And whoever the man was, whether a king, whether a shepherd, old man, they were obligated to have sex with them. And refusing was a sin.
Oof.
Because the money given to her was given to the temple.
So wild, this archaic view of sex. Right. It's like not even like a thing. It's just like, just something. It's like, I don't know. It's wild.
I know. Maybe it was better.
You know what
then?
Is they separate it from their soul. It's like, this is something I just did for money or whatever. And then now I'm just like, I'm someone else. I mean,
there's there's a lot of hypocrisy, I think, just when it comes to all religions, not even one religion specifically.
Especially like the Catholic priest thing. They're just like, you know, we're this. And then they do bad stuff. Like, oh, you know, well, we're working on it. Like they're always,
right.
There's constant, like nothing, no system is perfect, regardless of government or religious institution. And people are human beings. We're flawed. We have desires to suppress that to me.
Be gay. Just don't fuck anybody if you're in the Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
All right. The whole mail. His cousin is the subject.
What's this again? Sorry?
His cousin is the subject.
Okay.
Whole mail.
Okay.
Hey, ladies. I love your show. I'm almost caught up on all the episodes. I love Mondays because of you. And here is my question. My best friend is a guy and we've never done anything sexual. We had feelings for each other. About 2 years ago, I started fucking his cousin on and off for about a year. But we don't talk anymore or have sex. Her and the cousin, she's saying. Fast forward, my best friend's now told me he's always had feelings for me and wants to see if it could actually work out. And I'm not sure what to do. I don't want to come in between family or ruin a friendship, but I heard his dick is good. Hmm. Would it be wrong to start dating and fucking? I need some horrible advice. P.S. Wheezy is my spirit animal. Also, what do y'all mean when you say that? I need to know.
They just like you.
That's like the second one.
I know. Like this literally, we had one a few weeks ago. Now, if you fuck somebody's cousin and you fucked him years ago, would you tell that person?
Yes.
I would. 100%.
It's going to come up.
That's family.
Yeah. You have to.
You have to.
Bitch, because if you say you just try to be sneaky and you fuck now your best friend. Realistically, what if you really start growing feelings for him? You're really in love with this man. And then you got to go to the barbecue and the cousin come.
Bro.
And he finds out that way. You could literally miss out on a blessing by not telling him up front because it could be something that he would be fine with. But you can't blindside a nigga when you fucked any of his family
members.
Honestly,
like, I think anybody, even when it's friends, anything. Matter of fact, my first like real serious boyfriend, I broke up with him because he cheated on me with this girl. The girl ended up being the sister of the woman he is still married to this day.
Wow. I'm always amazed when people are willing to invest so much time and then, oh, by the way, this could ruin everything. Here you go. It's been a year later. Like, just say it up front.
You got to say it up front.
That's all ego.
You got to say it up front.
It's like, I need this person to want me, like me. I don't want to ruin it. It's like, no, but you're ruining them if you don't tell them.
I agree.
Because they have to make a horrible decision. Sorry, guys.
All right.
But they have to make a decision where it's like, oh, you fucked my cousin. We're a year in. I have to dump you, but I don't want to.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's
no,
terrible.
Literally, that's
so
what it
bad.
Is. Like, I wouldn't have broke. Like, I wish you would have gave me this information earlier.
If it really is your best friend, be a decent person and just tell him.
100%.
I know how you guys feel, though, about good dick, because, like, I'm the same. I'd sacrifice a lot
for
it.
But she only heard it was good. That still don't mean it was good, because what's good to you might not be good to me.
Facts.
So the fact that she heard his dick was good, bro, if you want to find out if the dick is good, honestly, and you don't know where it could go. If he wants to take a step further from your friendship to something more intimate, like this could be something he doesn't care about. Because if you like him and now he may have those same feelings for you, like there's a lot of things that he would appreciate coming from you as a friend.
There needs to be like an underground Yelp review for penis for women, for guys.
Nah, because it don't matter, because still what's good to her ain't gonna be good to me, ain't gonna be good to the next bitch.
But I'm not gonna front. It's still, if someone's bad in bed, they're generally really bad in bed for everybody though.
That's true.
Men?
Yeah, but then you have some niggas with good dick that may have bad nights.
I still want a dick fat. Okay, size at least.
But some women aren't size queens.
Which would help the dick facts.
You can't fake height. You can't fake size. Right. So if he's big, he's big. And then tall guy stands up. That's cool.
All right. Let's tell everybody where to find... Oh, I guess us.
Yeah.
I was going to say find you. Check us out on For Fact's Sake every Tuesday. Eddie and I do deep dives on random ass topics. What do we have coming up? And we did an episode with Sharla. On parenting, or no, sorry, New York, Cuba,
yeah.
Olympics. What else do
we do? Everything.
Jail.
Random topics. We Google effects. You don't have to. We've done weed. We've done gas stations. We've done every weird topic, and we get suggested from the audience. So give us a suggestion on Apple Podcast/iTunes, and we might do your topic.
Yo,
next.
Somebody was like, "Do black stereotypes." I'm like, "Y'all really want Eddie?"
Well, this is going to be a solo episode.
Yeah.
We did. We did Black Inventors. We did
Inventors was great. Like what? Stuff that we're like,
they've really invented some wild shit. Like,
dude, the traffic light,
video games.
Like, what do you mean?
Man created the first video game,
I think I remember.
Created the interface actually, or something.
Yeah,
and he didn't even get paid for it.
Yeah.
What else was it?
Light was great.
Traffic light was my favorite because I was like, damn. I mean, like,
because all I, like, you know, you got peanut butter.
Peanut butter's a big one.
Everybody
talks about peanut butter. There's something with the phone receiver that black man
electricity
created.
Too, right?
Not electricity. The fire heater. Black woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just in New York, she did it. Yep. Came up with it.
Damn, that was a lot of
Also, the camera system in New York was for like your concierge and the... I think they came up with a woman too.
Damn.
That's wild.
Black woman
we gotta
too.
Do a Latino History Month. For your people.
From your people.
Only half of them. It's only half of your people.
What would be a good fact if you did it? What would you want as your topic that you like?
Sports.
Really?
Oh, interesting. I like that.
Sports. Salt and vinegar chips.
I love salt and vinegar chips.
That was oddly
very specific. Chips.
Be dope.
But there's also just so many chips.
Did black people make the potato chip? What was the potato chip thing?
Oh.
Something did happen with a potato chip.
I think they did.
Or was it how the potato chip was made was on accident or something?
Oh, something like that. I gotta look again.
It was supposed to be a French fry. I think we did an episode on food. Yeah, we need I'd be popping.
Tattoos
up
would be good too.
Shit.
You got some tattoos.
Oh yeah.
Tattoos.
The history of it.
Tattoos.
Like tribes do it, and you know, back in the day.
That's why I said I used to learn hieroglyphics and shit. Yeah. That's kind of the same thing.
Egypt would be dope too.
People want so much Greek mythology shit from us. Everybody asks.
Oh, I love gods and goddesses. That used to be
kind of cool.
Those
are the first influencers.
That used to really be my thing. No, seriously.
Seriously, the first influencers. Like, ooh, what did he do? You know, like, wow. Okay,
that would be fun. We did celebrity sex tapes the other day, bro.
There's some wild ones out there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Colin Farrell in his sex tape.
There's a lot.
So Colin Farrell fucked a black girl on his sex tape, but we had watched it and he was like, oh, this is my breakfast, lunch, and dinner right here. I talked about her pussy.
No, I didn't know that he had a sex tape.
Bitch, Tanya Harding, do you know who that is?
And no. She wasn't even getting good Colin Farrell. He was like bald for this role. And it was he looked like a dick one. Like going.
No, there were some good ones. It's just weird because like, I don't know. I love Googling and talking about dumb shit. And sometimes on Patreon, Mandy and I get loose and we get to enjoy and shit like that. But, you know, we really have to honor the guests we have a lot and give them what they deserve, which, you know, figuring out about their story and what kinks they're into and the sex they're into. But, I mean, yeah.
This was great. We Google a lot of weird, wild stuff when it comes to religion.
I had to because I didn't want you guys to get offended.
No, it's great.
But, check us out. And, Mandy has a show on Tuesdays, too.
Yep, y'all can check me out on Tuesdays as well, next to my girl, Bridget Kelly. And then we have some friends with benefits join us on the couch. So you guys can check me out there every Tuesday. Also on Mondays, so say you're done with this episode, say you're done with our Patreon. I also have Period Sis. And you guys can go on over to my website, Official Box Owner, and get you some boric acid suppositories for your coochie. And then some apple cider vinegar gummies. They are my own brand. It is officialboxowner.com. And if you go to my Instagram page, I should have a promo code for you to use. But yeah, a lot going on. And then, of course, we're doing 4 bonus episodes a month.
Ad-free. Wow.
Ad-free episodes. Additional behind-the-scenes content. And for our top-tier hoes, that is the $15 and $20 tier, you get free Patreon-only merch. Even this is something we've been sending out. You can have this in your motherfucking house
our
and
mugs,
shit.
All of it.
So that's on Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. We leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip every time. And we're going to do that again today. So stay tuned for that. And again, thank you, Eddie, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. It's bonus, bitch. Goddamn. That shit was sitting there for a minute.
Hey, everybody. We stopped fighting.
We're back, bitches. I do want to thank, first off, all of the patrons. Not only for, like, y'all's continued support. A lot of y'all were like, you know what? Whatever it needs, because We hate it when y'all is arguing because that fucking content be trash. So take all the time you need. And I just appreciate all of you guys for your well wishes, your support, and rocking with us, y'all.
That honestly, like, I wanted to post it like a week before. And I was like, let me give it time. And I also didn't want to piss Mandy off if I, you know, did it without telling her. But it's weird because
I mean, we could be as open as you want. I don't know how you want to tiptoe around this, but I think we've, and just so y'all know too, we've went through therapy. We understand our levels of miscommunication.
You know what? I
don't
think we should.
No,
one, we really miscommunicated.
We did. We don't have to talk about the people, but
just, I mean, we are, for one, I'm really glad that, you know, we were able to say that. I think it was super honest and like, not like we'd be trying to hide when we be fighting because we don't hide it, but it's more just like, it just felt different and I felt violated. You felt violated. Like I'm just happy we were both wrong, but I think something really cool that, the life coach, not therapist, I'm trying to remember, she said was like, you know, you guys both have each other's best interests. Like the brand is still the brand, like basically saying like, why are we looking at each other? Like the other one's trying to fuck the other one over all the time.
Right.
Well, I think that's a good point. You know, like Charlamagne said to me months ago, like no one's bigger than the brand. Always think about the brand and keeping the brand in the forefront of your mind when you get angry with each other. And it was when we fought last time when we was on Twitter. And he was like, y'all keep doing this. I don't know why you and Mandy don't just look at yourselves and look at this, please. Like everybody says that to us, but I will say this, it's not easy, dog. Like, you know, yesterday when we were doing BTS or whatever, you guys will see it soon, Mandy left the studio and I actually had to work in the studio and Alex and I had to have a meeting. And one of the things he said in the meeting was like, I don't even know if it was on camera, but he was like, Mandy and Weezy, have you been around them? They are alpha females. And he was like, and they are different without each other because they're so alpha when they're together. And I think that's true. I think
nah, bro, I'm the same. Nah. I'm the same all the motherfucking time.
No, you're not. People, even your friends be like, I don't know why she be acting like that with you. But my friends do the same to me. They be like, Mandy makes you get so tense and y'all get so... But I think that there is one thing about us that I've learned, especially watching this whole ordeal happen that people want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That, boy, do we think about that bag, bitch. And when I say think about the bag, I mean in the future. Not just saying we're doing this, you know, to push forward through the money, but we think about business before it happens. And I think we're very fortunate to have both brought those minds together in terms of making money.
I mean, but outside of money, what the thing that
I mean,
always, I mean, of course, but the thing that always gets brought up, whether we're talking to legal counsel, whether we're talking to therapists or life coaches, The one thing that is literally also it always iterated in those conversations is that this brand now is bigger than the both of us. When you guys write in the emails and especially when we're on tour and we're able to hear how much just these open conversations have changed lives, have changed relationships, have changed literally just how people view themselves and their self-esteem. I just know that we're touching too many people and we're on track to literally live in a purpose with this show. And so every time me and Weezy get into argument, I'll be like, listen, this show bigger than whatever we arguing about right now. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than both of us together at this point. Only because of how many people it touches. And
it I guess, so. Like, yeah. I used to get upset. I would remember maybe not even recently. I'd say maybe like 3 years when I had a job and people would confuse me. For you? Are you Mandy? Or like, you know, they don't know the face, they know the voice, whatever. And I remember you used to be like, no, not Mandy. I don't understand why people can't tell the difference. And I was like, you know what? Like, I should be happy for all of these things.